Mr. Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Oh, hi. Welcome along to the podcast. Guess who decided to join us today? Mr. Leith.
Yeah, well, look, yesterday what happened was you walked into our office and you said, hey.
Sorry, don't say our office because the sign on the door says Damien Leith, Australian Idol winner, star of Wave FM breakfast show.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
When you did ask for that to be on the door.
Yes, sorry, you walked into my office.
Yes, yes.
That I allow you have a section of.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, no, that's right, that's right. Yeah, you just remind. You walked in, you had a man shake. You were shaking it as you walked in.
Yep.
And you said, I think we better do the podcast.
Yep.
And then you walked out.
That's right.
But you didn't say, come on, Dan, I'm going to do it this second. And I stood there and I was like, he'll be back once he's drunk to his man shake and probably gone to the toilet.
You know when I said, come, mate, we've got to go do the podcast? You left that two vital words out. Come on, mate. That means, come on, mate. We've got to go do the podcast.
You must have been mumbling at the time, and I didn't hear you.
Well, I mean, try listening to your accent every single day.
Did you go?
No idea.
Did you go? Come on, mate.
Come on, mate. Let's go do the podcast.
Come on. So you went. Come on, mate.
Come on, mate. Let's go do the podcast.
Are you noticing the come on?
Mate.
The come on's gone.
No. Come on, mate.
I'm on, mate.
Yeah, you just said, come on, mate.
No, I'm on, mate.
Yeah, come on, mate.
That's I'm on, mate.
No, now you're changing it to I'm on, mate, whereas I could hear you clearly say, come on, mate. So anyway, it's good to see that Damien's finally arrived for the podcast.
I'm here.
And the other good news is I'm about to hit stop and go into the podcast.
Yoo-hoo!
One of the best, Amy Shark. Love Songs Ain't For Us is an absolute doozy. We were so lucky first to be able to play it across the Illawarra. Mate, this song, it's a smash hit again, damn you. You've got us singing this bloody song all over the weekend, Amy. Well done. It's just a cracker.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy that it's finally out. It's kind of been burning away in my pocket for a while.
Amy, I've got to ask you, okay, like there's a couple of people involved in this song, okay? You've got Keith Urban there, who's fabulous, and then you got Ed Sheeran as well. How does a co-writing session happen with the likes of Ed Sheeran?
Not usually very easy, I could imagine, but I had to do a little bit of shark hustle to get there. Mm. But I also have great friends that are very sort of high up, and that's one of them was Russell Crowe, and he, like, sent Ed Sheeran my album Love Monster, my first album, and apparently Ed really liked it, and Russell said, I think he's going to ask you to do a songwriting session, and I was like, well, that's crazy. Like, I didn't hold my breath, just sort of didn't think it would ever happen, and then I woke up one morning with an email from Ed Sheeran saying, do you want to come to the UK to do a songwriting session? And so it happened, and I guess, like, that day I was super jet lagged and very, very nervous, but I just knew I needed to make something, something special that day, and had to step up and make sure he knew that I was meant to be there. And, you know, luckily it all worked out.
Yeah, but I mean, look, you're an exceptional songwriter yourself. You know, your lyrics are awesome.
Thank you.
I know it would have been intimidating walking into that room, but still, the song itself, you went in there, you were feeling like you wanted to write a love song, or that wasn't where you were going?
I mean, I love writing any kind of songs, but I guess my songs usually have some sort of weird twist and a little bit of a sting in them. And I went to work with Ed because, you know, I mean, he's one of the greatest songwriters of our time. And I was sort of ready to take everything to the next level, and I don't think there's a better person to show you the way to do that. So just in the way of structure and melody and just how he sort of got the story going within seconds of us, you know, starting. So it was just mind-blowing to watch him kind of operate in the studio. And I guess I kind of have a good friend in him now. We sort of he invited my partner and I to go back to his place for dinner that night, and we were listening back to the song, and it was really nice to just be excited with someone else. You know, usually I'm just like writing my own songs, crying in a dark room. So it was good to be like with someone.
Well, this is really interesting, actually. This is perfect, Amy, because I've got to stay focused. Normally I would want to know what you had for dinner, but I can't go on that tangent because I'm writing my first song, for real. I have always thought I could probably write a great song, but I've never tried. And now this is where the rubber meets the road, because Damien Leith has got this songwriting course that he's launched, and I thought, okay, this is my time. So I'm about to embark on it. I'm at the very early stages, and then poof, up you pop, a great songwriter who has just worked with one of the greatest. Could you please distill for me some advice, some basics to give a kid a go?
Well, I'm really excited for you to start
with.
Thank you. I think, you know, the key for me and the key for most songwriters, I think, is a damn good opening line. It can't just be like a boring sort of throwaway introduction to the song. It's like, you know, what it's like these days, like no one has any time and or patience or anything. You got to get them from the first few words. So make sure it's a real cracking opening line.
You know how Katy Perry always has these like really repetitive kind of things that kids love? I mean, is that a thing you would recommend?
I guess it depends on, like, what you are writing a song for. I mean, like, if you're aiming for kids, I guess, Just think about a topic that you are very passionate about or interested in, or something that's just burning in your subconscious, and just let it out.
Aren't all songs about love, sex, and girls?
Well, I mean, yeah, sure. If you want to hit, I mean, go for it.
Yeah.
You gotta go with your gut, Michelle. You okay. Gotta go with what you know just drives you, just like Amy. And I tell you what, you, next thing you know, you're writing with Ed Sheeran.
Yep, and you're featuring Keith Urban as well. I mean, like we said right at the beginning, this song is a dead set bloody banger, and it's not really a love song either, Amy. I mean, you know, the first you sang, open up your song, a biggie. Caught in a Moment, Midnight in the Room, My Breath and Heart Got Taken by You, I'm Just a Girl. Oh, well, that sounds like a love song, but it's love songs ain't for us.
But I think that's what's cool about it, is because anyone that's like myself and I guess Ed, we're not like gushy kind of people in real life. So if you want like a cooler version of a love song to play at your wedding, it's like, we're not about all the PDA, we're just like about the real stuff. And
I guess that's
the kind of love song it is.
Yeah, well, let me tell you, Amy, as a marriage celebrant, I know that this song is going to be, it's going to be requested by every bride throughout 2022 going, play this one for us as I walk down the aisle. It's a great song.
We should work together. You should just start dropping that song each time that you're a marriage celebrant.
Good idea, Amy. And when it comes time, just hook us up and we'll be right. I'll look after you.
You can get a kickback. I'll give you a kickback at some point. Yeah.
Good idea. Good work. Good stuff. Well, we look forward to not only the writing session, there's been some great tips for Michelle Laurie, but we look forward to this song. You know, just it will continue to stay right at the top of the charts because it is an absolute ripper. Amy Shark, you're a legend. Good on you, mate.
Thank you so much, and keep me updated with the song. I'd love to hear it once you finish.
Thank you, Amy.
Great idea, Amy Shark there, and we will keep you updated, Amy. Of course, Damien will be singing that song Friday week on our rooftop right here at Wave FM.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Something as a result of a phone call I had last night.
What happened?
All right, okay. A mate of mine, he works in a mine. He works in a mine. And he was chatting to me and he said he had just got off the phone with his boss and that he wasn't going into work tomorrow. And I said, oh, you got a day off? And he said, no. I'm going to be sick tomorrow. And he said,
I felt it coming on.
Well, no, he didn't. He felt nothing coming on. He went on to tell me that he had just spoke to his boss and said that he was pulling a sickie tomorrow. And rather than pulling the sickie on the day, he was telling him up front so that the boss could prepare for what was going to happen the next day. And that they had this mutual relationship where this was an acceptable thing to do. And I thought to myself, how cool is that?
How respectful. I'm going to say how respectful on both parts. I love it.
I reckon this needs to take off. I think this needs to be a revolution.
Well, we do have a song just for it. Tell your boss, tell your seat, come and get it quick. We'll get away with it one more time. We will get away with it one more time.
Who is this fresh young artist?
Well, that fresh young artist was actually me. A couple of years back, I wrote a song because I've always been very, very much inspired by pulling a sickie. You know, back in the day, on occasions, I'd pull the odd sickie here and there, you know, and I would do the usual thing, which we're all familiar with, where you go...
I know how you do
I've
that.
I've had diarrhea all day.
You lie on your bed. And you lie on your back, you put your head over the edge of your bed, all of the blood rushes to your head. All of the blood rushes to your head, and of course, when you make a phone call, your nose starts to sound a bit like that.
Is that how you do it?
Yeah, that's how you do it, Michelle.
Wow.
I mean, don't you just bung on gastro, because then nobody wants to sort of talk any more about it.
Exactly right.
It's always gastro, isn't it? It's same with, you know, when you've missed a polling day or something like that. Mm. You say, oh, I'm sorry, I had a dose of diarrhea.
Yeah.
And it works every. No one will ever ask any questions. But really and truly, though, you got to agree with me. This should take off. This should be
absolutely
a thing. The honest approach of just saying to your boss, hey, tomorrow I'm pulling a sickie.
I've worked with people, I've worked in teams where we as a team have had arrangements where we've given each other that, but the boss has never been part of it. Like we've agreed amongst ourselves, let's each have some long weekends. We're all tired and we'll sort of cover for each other, but we've never included the boss in it. That's pretty cool.
I think it's absolutely awesome. Oh, honestly.
From the boss.
I do like the teamwork thing. I mean, there is a dose of gastro that's going around the Illawarra at the moment.
Yeah. My kids have got it. All four of my kids have got it.
Oh, so have they? Oh, you could get it by tomorrow, couldn't you?
I genuinely feel that my stomach is rumbling right now.
It's so weird.
You could pass it on to both of us, actually.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, so easily. It's so infectious.
Oh, actually, I don't feel so good right now either. My stomach.
Sorry if the boss is listening
I'm starting to regret sucking your fingers earlier, Strain.
Oh, jeez.
There will be no more said about that on the radio. Mm, thank you, Michelle.
Sorry.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Strainey and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Michelle, your kids, Louie and Dally, are they sporty?
No, God, no. Oh. No, I can't emphasize that enough.
That's a very definite. Oh, God, no. Oh, jeez.
No, it's so hard. No, they're clumsy like me, and they're a bit fearful. I mean, and when they were little as twins, it was hard. I took them to the little baby gym stuff, but when I was one parent with two kids, it was always really hard. I'd be trying to get one kid on a balance beam and the other one would be off, usually Louie, stealing all the mobile phones out of the other mum's bags.
Good on Louie. All right.
That happened once. Yep.
That's a guy who's going to do well, Louis. I reckon.
I really do need to get to know Louie.
I like Louie's style. Well, my kids are into a lot of sports, and it's varying degrees of levels and all the rest, but they're really into it, and it's a real balancing act about who actually goes with them to the sporting activity. And it's time consuming.
You're outnumbered too. You've got three kids and two adults. You know, you're outnumbered. It's hard.
Well, you were more outnumbered, but I got the short straw to go with Kiki the other day to her gymnastics. All right, she loves gymnastics. She loves it. It was 2 hours long.
Oh.
2 hours long. Now, I didn't have to say, you don't. You can drop off and you can come back and pick them up. But Kiki wanted me to stay.
Oh, no.
Because she's only just started recently.
Sure.
And I went there for the 2 hour extravaganza. And what they do is it's cordoned off. So they're off out in the gymnastics pit. And I'm off in the cafe area of this particular place. So I can't really see a whole lot anyway. And so I was on and off. I was, you know, watching what was going on. Then I was just on my phone or floating around. But eventually, in the course of 2 hours, you do a lot of thinking, don't you?
Yeah.
You got a lot of time to contemplate your life in so many ways.
Gosh.
And at the corner of my eye, I was watching them, and they were all doing their backflips or learning how to do backflips. And when you're in that sort of moment, you start kind of saying, hey, I could do that.
Do you?
Well, where it started for me was I saw one of them and a young girl, I'd say she was about maybe 8 or 9, and she went to do the backflip and she messed it up, and I went, oh, jeez, that was pathetic. In my brain, I didn't say it out loud. I went, oh, jeez, that was pathetic. I could do that.
She'll never
that
make back arch the Olympics.
That back arch was pathetic.
Yeah, that was useful. Yeah, I could do that.
What was she playing at?
And then I kind of got it. You start feeling light in your legs, you know, as you start standing up. You start feeling very sporty, and I start really taking it in. I was like, all right, okay, yeah, I could do that. And, you know, and I was watching the technique and all the rest, and I was getting really into this, and I decided at the end of the gymnastics, when Kiki came up to me, I said, we're going home. I'm doing some backflips. This is happening. It's real. I got home. I got on the trampoline. We have a trampoline in the back garden. I wasn't willing to do it on the ground just yet. Mm. All right, it's baby steps. Mm. Got on the trampoline. I tell you, it's so hard. It's so hard.
Just jumping? I got on a trampoline and just had a jump for the first time. And suddenly I thought, God, I don't remember this feeling of intense gravity as a child. All of a sudden I felt all of my bones just go, like they were going to go down through my feet. And I don't remember that from childhood.
Yeah, that's about right. That is about right.
You know,
intense, isn't it?
My whole body just shook.
Yeah. It was ready for you to have a chiropractor. Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5. It's massive at the back. Michelle, we're talking maths.
Oh, maths. Now, listen, I know, as I admitted yesterday to the Illawarra, I'm really bad at relationships. I've got a very toxic relationship style. Mm. I love a bad boy who makes me chase him and refuses to be honest with me about his feelings. Love it.
Would you go on a TV show and experience that sort of thing?
God, no. No,
you would not. Okay.
The last thing I'm interested in is an honesty box. That'd be ridiculous. Oh, I want to just try and divine what you're really feeling and thinking the whole time. That's my act. But you know what is exciting to me is that Coco, the Pilates instructor, had a date in the Illawarra. And so let's just catch up with Coco and Sam and see how they're going.
Honey bun, name one quality you admire in me and one quality you don't.
Oh, that's a big sigh.
Is that him? Is that him sighing?
I guess a characteristic thing that I potentially have been trying to guide my way around is the you know, extra personality at times.
When you say extra, what do you mean?
Like when you can be like loud and your one-liners. I just think that sometimes they can come across a bit corny.
I'm not going to drop the one-liners. Here she is. Three Coco.
Oh, no.
So she is. It's Coco.
Through Coco. That's going to be on tonight. They go through their honesty box tonight. Massive.
When a man starts with the negatives, I reckon when you've given him two options there, you've gone, potentially, what are some positives and negatives, things that, about me? And he's just a big pause and goes straight with, here's what I hate about you.
It's a bad sign.
Probably
isn't it? It's also a bad sign when he's breathing a sigh like a T-Rex. Like he's just about to eat her rather than have the conversation.
A huge pause. And then what about the sigh? He just did not want to answer it.
Okay.
He's like, Jesus.
How do I sort of, and then he uses that great language, what a fine sort of trying to navigate about a challenge about, yes. But here's the thing that I cannot emphasize enough. Mm. And that is that when I believe, honestly, that I am speaking for most people when I say that don't be honest. I mean, that's stupid.
Yes.
Honesty is stupid. And especially early in a relationship.
Yes.
Take this between Bryce and Melissa. Like, there is absolutely no need for what he says here. Honesty box. Burn it. I mean, these guys are actually in front of a fire. Why they didn't just piff this into the fire and get it on again, I will never know. Because they'd already gotten it on.
Yeah. Am I your usual type? What about the pause?
I'll be completely honest.
Well, that's
not 100%.
Were you hoping that I would say that I thought you were the most gorgeous girl in the world, or is that the answer you were hoping for?
Yes, Bryce. Yes, you idiot. Yes.
This show stresses, even listening to it, it stresses me out because it's so stupid.
Is that what you wanted? Yes, that's why she asked you. Am I your type?
Already had a grown-up cuddle, may I say.
Mm.
So, Bryce, when she says, you know, what were you first thinking when you, what were you thinking when you first saw me? You've already, so were you hoping I'd say you were the most beautiful girl? If you know that's what she was hoping, then just say that, idiot. Why would you say that?
Dumb guy.
Yeah, I know. It's just pathetic.
Just say that. Is it going to cost you any cash? Is it going to, you know, what's it going to cost you to say, you know what I thought, babes? I thought, wow. You know what, babes? I saw you and I thought, oh, mate, how did I get this lucky?
Yeah.
I thought, this is crazy. Am I dreaming,
babes? That's exactly
what I thought.
Yes. That's right. That's what about her reaction, though? Man, I mean, talk about going over the top or what, guys?
I understand, though. Everyone has a physical type. Mm. And for Bryce, it's not me.
Well, okay. You're married.
I can't help the way you feel.
She's upset about this.
She's except upset. That maybe I probably wouldn't have been intimate with you.
Intimate.
Mm. No, she's saying, and won't again, actually, mate. So what she's doing there is saying, yeah, I'm going to pretend that I'm fine with that and that that's reasonable and, hey, that's just biology. Mm. But guess what? You ain't getting near my biology again.
Smackdown. That's right.
It's back again on the box tonight where you can see Michelle Laurie's favourite, Coco.
Coco, where are you going, Coco?
And their holiday to Wollongong as their honeymoon. Back again tonight, 7:30 on 9.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.